We recently reported on troubles at the Bozeman, Montana-based Central Asia Institute, the charity founded by Three Cups of Tea author Greg Mortensen to build schools in Afghanistan and Pakistan. After a year-long investigation, the Montana Attorney General ordered Mortensen to step down as a voting member of the board and CAI to hire an independent consultant to help reorganize. Mortensen was also ordered to pay back $1 million in misspent funds. By the way, the head of the American Institute of Philanthropy, Daniel Borichoff, says financial problems like those that were found at CAI are common in charities. He told the Great Falls Tribune, "It's a Wild West, and not just in Montana. Donors beware." But CAI says it's already become more transparent. And the Montana AG also said that despite financial problems, the mission of the Central Asia Institute makes it worth saving. And in our earlier report, I mentioned a fundraising letter I'd received from the group that I interpreted as CAI distancing itself from Greg Mortensen. Not true, as we're about to hear. He's still on the payroll, still an inspiration. Ann Beiersdorfer is acting director of the Central Asia Institute. She's long been with the group and is a family friend. Ann, how's everyone doing there?
We are all doing well as we've been focused on the work bolstered by a majority of our supporters. So we're doing fine. Thanks for asking, Robin.
The Attorney General said that under Greg's leadership, sums of money were wired overseas without receipts. Credit cards were used. He said not malicious management, but sloppy mismanagement. Your response to the report?
Well, we do respectfully disagree with some of the analysis and the conclusions. We feel confident that we were a wonderful organization growing very quickly. And to the point about Greg, he was working toward the mission at all times. And that is most important. I think CAI has been able to account for all the funds donated to the organization and expended by the organization. And that's where we feel confident, and a majority of our supporters do as well, as we move forward.
Well, I want to ask you about the supporters. And again, we have to, you know, the Attorney General did find mismanagement and said that Greg Mortensen had to pay money back. He'd already paid something like $500,000 back, so only has $500,000 to go, which is no small matter. But what are your supporters saying?
Well, our supporters see beyond, I think, the immediate rush to judgment, and they see the long-term benefits of educating girls, especially in the areas that we serve.
We're reading reports, Marilyn Hempstead, for instance, president of the American Association of University Women, a branch in La Crosse, Wisconsin. She organized a local campaign of your program, Pennies for Peace. This is helping school children raise pennies that add up to thousands of dollars across the country. And she says, while disappointed, no one she's talked to regrets giving money to CAI. So it's, you know, this is underscoring what you just said.
Yeah, that's wonderful to hear. And that's what's bolstered us the whole way through. And a majority of our issues were part of a rapid period of growth. And I think a lot of nonprofit organizations go through those kind of growing pains, so to speak. We just had a high-profile individual, unconventional. But unconventional people change the world, and I think Greg Mortensen did. There's certainly nothing criminal behind Central Asia Institute or Greg, and he always had a mind for an equitable share, and it just fell behind. He has a reputation for sometimes being a little late. So.
Well, and maybe head in the clouds, a lot of these things have been said.
Visionary.
Well, but, you know, is one of the things that you learned is that it's dangerous to have boards and organizations filled with friends of the founder, you know, people like you, you know, who are you're very closely associated with CAI and maybe didn't want to see some of these financial problems.
Well, I think that's where we, again, respectfully disagree with the classification or whatever you want to call it, because it's been about a small group of people making extraordinary impact, especially overseas. The relationships that Greg formed within the first decade of his heart song, we'll call it, when he went over and saw the need, especially in the high mountain communities where there were no schools. So I think I understand about a need for independence, and that certainly will be part of our moving forward.
Well, and then there's the other issue, the civil class action suit that people who've read the books have brought after Jon Krakauer and 60 Minutes did an expose asserting that a lot of the claims that Greg Mortensen makes about how this story started aren't true. Schools have been built. That, you know, that no one's questioning whether the charity has actually done the work it claimed to do in building schools and teaching kids. But his dramatic story of how he was inspired to do this after a failed climb, being kidnapped by the Taliban, being inspired and rescued by a village, what happens when that shoe falls?
Well, first, I love the first part of your point, which is the schools that have been built, the programs we support, because over the last year we've had an opportunity to really go in and verify a lot of the work that's been done. And there are over 180 schools and 30 women's vocational centers. And with the lawsuit, we think it's meritless and warrantless. And as from the beginning, Greg stands by his books.
Right after the story broke, he became very ill. Had heart issues,
yeah.
And then this must be pretty devastating. How is he doing?
He's feeling really strong. With the heart surgery, it made all the difference. He's feeling much stronger, and with challenges come opportunities. That's how you have to look at it.
Does Greg plan to speak, maybe, you know, address some of the questions about some aspects of the story? You know?
I think he is. He's looking forward. Right now his work is out of the public eye, primarily due to the litigation.
What an incredible arc.
Mm-hmm.
We've had him on this program several times. We followed him to a local school and saw the response to his story and to the books. You say you disagree with some of the Attorney General's conclusions.
Respectfully disagree.
Respectfully. But, you know, when it comes to questions about the story itself, I mean, do you feel at all betrayed? Or do close friends of his feel, you know, why did you do this? Because even in its least embellished form, it's a great story.
Yeah, I can't really speak to that because I feel so grounded with the perspective that we hold here. We just got back from Pakistan a little while ago and planning for the year ahead. And I think it's perspective, Robin. The fact that we work with people who have to walk miles to get potable water, that literacy, the numbers are huge. And for me, I trust him. He's one of the most compassionate people I know. I think he's changed the world, and I think he needs support to do what he does best, and that's connecting people through their shared experiences rather than their differences.
Ann Beiersdorfer, acting director of the Central Asia Institute, the Bozeman, Montana-based charity started by Greg Mortensen, author of Three Cups of Tea. Ann, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Robin.